Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am Coach Lalisa, here today to talk about public relations. Well, we are here to give you some inside scoop on public relations. If you are a business owner, small business owner, big business owner, you may be in network marketing, direct sales. You may be an entrepreneur, sole proprietor in various forms of business. Well, you know, some people say, I can't afford publicity. Well, we say you can't not afford it. You can't afford to go without it. You just have to get the word out there about your business. So let's look at PR, and then we'll give you some tips on how you can create a buzz about your business, where it will not even cost you any money. Well, again, if you just tuned into the show, I'd like to welcome you to the show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. You can listen to the show various ways. You can listen live by going to the website or calling in 347-945-7991, and that'll get you directly into the show. You can also go back and listen to the archives. You can have it downloaded right to your MP3. So there are many ways to stay on top of your business success. Now, Coach Lalisa is here to help you coach your business to where you want your business to be. It's a success. Nobody goes into business without becoming a success. With that being said, let me tell you about a couple of other activities that you are going to want to know about. If you're in business, you're going to want to know about these business opportunities and opportunities to meet other business people, because that's another form of publicity. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, publicity is getting the word out to the community, to the public. Basically, that's what it is. Publicity is simply any information about an individual. It could be about you personally, about the products or services that you provide, or about your organization that is distributed to the public through some form of media that is not paid for by you, nor is it controlled by you. So any form. So there could be articles written about you in the local newspaper local magazines, major magazines, major television stations could do a story on you. That would be a form of publicity. Also, there are many other ways to get the word out to the public about your business. You know, businesses, you would never be able to afford all of the costs of advertising, just straight advertising. Advertising is very costly, but you want to get new customers. You want to reach customers. You want to reach customers with information that will help them be a potential source of revenue for your business. So before I go into these tips about public relations and how to get the word out, now, public relations has a lot to do with writing. So you need someone very skilled in this area who can write for you, because in order for the media to report what you're saying or to make a report about what you're saying or about what you're doing, you have to write them or you have to contact them. And you have to write them, but it has to be something that they're willing to read, something that they want to read. So these are journalists for the most part. They're very skilled at reading and writing. So they're looking for certain things. So therefore, it takes a skilled person. Now, but you may not have money to hire a PR person. Well, I'm going to give you some little tips that you could do yourself. These are things that I've done that have gotten me written up in one major newspaper. That's the Newark Star-Ledger, which is a major newspaper in the state of New Jersey, and even in the country. It's right up there with any other city's major newspaper. I've been written up in the Black Star News, which is a newspaper that is highly circulated amongst the African-American community in the state of New York. And then I've been written up in other local magazines. I've had an article to appear twice in Having Church for Women magazine. And they've only been around for less than a year. So that's pretty good for a person who did it themselves. I've been written up in other magazines. I've been on a couple of radio shows. I have appearances on a couple of other radio shows. So all of these things are a form of publicity, and it's a way to get your information about you or what you're doing to the public and to people, customers that you couldn't reach on your own. So that's why you absolutely want PR. You want public relations. Now, let me tell you about a couple of events that you can attend where you can meet with other small business owners, other entrepreneurs, other leaders, and individuals that can help you grow your business. It's called Entrepreneurs and Small Business Owners. It's for entrepreneurs and small business owners. But anyone is welcome. Maybe you are a person who wants to connect with entrepreneurs and small business owners. Maybe you have a service that you would like to provide. Maybe you are a technical person, an administrative person, a graphic arts designer, some service that you would like to provide to small businesses and small business owners. You know, we need a lot of services. So you also may want to attend this event. Well, at this event, you're going to be able to learn new things, learn things to grow your business. You're going to be able to get some training in these areas like public speaking. You're going to be able to get training in the areas of coaching, PR. Also, you can come to share your knowledge with others. You may know something that a colleague, or let's just say a colleague business owner may not know, and you can share with that individual. They may be able to also share with you. And also, you're going to get networking. You're going to get contacts for your business. Now, if you are a small business owner, you know that the heartbeat and the life of a small business is to network. You know, I've been doing some research and study into especially African-American businesses and small businesses and why we fail. Well, the number one reason we do fail is because we're really not able to grow. And one of the reasons we're not able to grow because we don't have that network. You don't have a network. Hint, hint, networking. So it dawned on me, LaLisa,
you need to launch a serious, full throttle networking opportunity, which is something that I had started to do about 7 years ago with something called the Biz Network. I actually had a website for it, and this is when we had the office over on Rutgers Street over in Maplewood, New Jersey, but we no longer have that office. But I had started doing it then, also working on some other projects. But here we are. So here we're back at it again. It just goes to show you, just because something doesn't happen at a particular time that you had an idea and tried to launch it, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen again. So that's a lesson right there. I might do a whole TV show on that, how a person can stay. Oh, by the way, I'm doing TV now, so yay! I'm very excited about that. And you can tune in to the LaLisa Show on In Your Spirit, with In Your Spirit Broadcasting Network, which is on livestream.com/IBN4U. Anyway, back to this serious, full throttle networking, learning, training, and sharing event is called Knowledge is Power, Business Empowerment Sessions. Knowledge is Power, Business Empowerment Session. Knowledge, you have tacit knowledge, and then you have this knowledge that we use, that we gain through education, that we gain through our experiences, but you also have something called tacit knowledge. Now, you may be wondering to yourself, well, what's that? Well, you got to stay tuned, because these are some of the things we're going to talk about next week. We can't give everything away in one show. We don't have time. There's only 17 minutes left. Now, starting June the 15th, that's a Tuesday, starting Tuesday, because the way this business networking thing is going to work, it's going to be held twice a week, Tuesday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that's before we go down to tape our TV show. So twice a week, Tuesdays and Saturdays, at the Wyndham Hotel at the Newark Airport, Route 1 and 9 South. So you want to make sure you're there. You can register at LaLisaJWilliams.com, or you can register by calling 888-714-7776. If no one picks up, because we're in the process of hiring a receptionist that can handle all our calls, if no one picks up, please leave your contact information. You must register to attend the event. Now, it's going to be $30, and this is going to include my book, my bestseller, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. This is a powerful book that every business entrepreneur, network marketing, direct sales, you need to read this book. You want to know how I do what I do? You want to know? You know, you got to read the book. It's in there. And actually, I have my brand new book coming out. It'll be out. Bless God. I'm so excited. Finally. That book will be out. You don't want to miss that book. 7 Keys for Ultimate Empowerment. 7 Keys for Ultimate Empowerment. So you want to get a copy of that book, you can pre-order the book. The book will be out in July of this year. I'm so excited. Now, example of some of the topics we're going to cover at this event. So the $30 includes the cost of my book, a light brunch, and the networking. Now, sample of the topics: how to get sponsorships and partnerships, social marketing strategies and web-based marketing strategies, global marketing. Listen, our businesses are not growing because we're too small-minded. We're only thinking local. You've got to think global. That's the word today, global. We're taking people global. You're going to be doing businesses all around the country. But how do you get started? A lot of people don't know. That's why you want to come to our networking sessions. We're going to have experts there to walk you through the process. You can't beat this price. $30, that's less than 1 cent a day. 1 penny, you can attend these events. We're going to also talk about various business opportunities. Some of you are sick and tired of working for someone else. You're sick of it. You're tired of it. Well, you want to come there because there's going to be various people presenting on any given time about various opportunities that you can join, many of them for less than $500. So for $500, you can change your whole life. That's less than the cost of a nice Armani suit and a hairdo. Come on, people, you got to get with the program. We're going to be dealing with how to write a business plan. We have a young man now who has partnered with me who is offering his business plan workbook. You can't beat it. You want to be there. Communication skills, interpersonal skills. Now, that's where I come in. That's one of my expertise. I'm going to be doing some teaching and training. We got leadership and team development. Serious business, you all. If you're a business owner, you need to know some basic team development. Bartering, networking. Oh, my goodness. Small business loans have taken a turn. It's easier now to get a loan. Thank you, Mr. President Barack Obama, for getting into office, for not giving up, for fighting for the small businesses. Rah, rah, rah. It is time to get our legal issues in place so we can move our businesses forward. You know what? There's never been in the American history a time like it is right now. Small businesses, we are going to take this to another level. You know, when I got my MBA back in 2003, when I started my MBA program in 98, I'm like, God, are you sure you want me going for an MBA? He said, yep. I said, you've got to be kidding. What am I going to do with an MBA? That's a Master's of Business Administration, for those of you who don't know. I couldn't figure it out. Now I know, because here I am being launched right in the thick of things. Also, mark your calendars for July 17th for the second annual Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Awards Brunch honoring 10 women of power. You don't want to miss this. The tickets are only $25, and if you buy one ticket, you get one free. So bring a girlfriend, bring a mother, bring a colleague, bring your mentee. Maybe you're mentoring someone. Bring them, invite them. It's going to be powerful. We had an awesome time last year. Go to my website. You can see a couple of pictures. And it's just going to be off the chain. Back at the Wyndham Hotel. The Wyndham Hotel is fast becoming the official sponsor for all the events for LaLisa and the LaLisa Show. I tell you, God has worked it out. It's nothing I did. And you can do it too. Now, we have so many events coming up, I can't even talk about them all. But if you would like me to announce any of your events on the show, you got to email them to info@lalisajwilliams.com or message me, letting me know that you want me to do just that. But we have a powerful event coming up on June the 19th. That's Pre-Father's Day Luncheon out in Teaneck, New Jersey, CKM Productions, and Miss Cynthia Fisher, powerful event, gospel great Spencer Taylor, and the QCs. He has also won Stellar Award. He's up next year for Stellar Award. Wow, wow, wow. You don't want to miss it. That's going to be an awesome event. I'm one of the MCs. I can't wait. So anyway, back to publicity. Let me help you with some publicity. We said we want to give you some tips about publicity and what you need to do. Let's just welcome anybody in the chat room. Welcome all of you who are listening via the switchboard. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, some benefits of having a public relations campaign. Well, first of all, it's a very, very, very important component to your business. Again, you need to get the word out there. People need to know what kind of business you have, what your business does, what your business features, benefits, and what is the value of your business. You can write about it. You can blog about it. That is free. Most blog sites are free. You can get the word out about your business. Now, look at this. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Absolutely free. You can do a Blog Talk Radio show. It is very, very simple and very easy. And you can just have a show where you're just blogging about what your expertise is. Also, when you have a PR person, it helps them to spot trends for your business. It helps you to establish your expertise in the marketplace. Now, let me tell you something about journalists, newspapers, magazines. Let me give you a tip, a big tip about PR. They are looking for people that are experts. Not perfect people, but experts. Do they know what your expertise is? And you may have several expertise. Like, for instance, the articles that I write for the Having Church for Women, my expertise there is, one, she had me interview a woman, but also she has me writing about relationships, because that's one of the expertise that I have, dealing with relationships, how to be in relationships with that significant other or your spouse. Now, publicity is a part of PR. So the public relations firm or person that you have working on your public relations campaign, is that's your job, is to get the word out there with messages about your businesses. They may use a press release, but the press release has to be written the proper way. Now, I write some press release for my own business, but just to circulate them mostly to family and friends and people right there in my network. But when you're ready to reach a larger audience, you have to actually bring in somebody that is an expert in that field, because the media will not pick up your article unless it is professionally written. And you can get students, you can get individuals maybe that are interns, and you can get them to write the article for you, but you do have to have a professional, well-written press release before the media is going to take it up, and you have to be committed and stay with it. They may not pick it up the first time, but you have to keep going, keep trying, keep sending it out there. Now, I see we have a question.
I bought me a small refrigerator, right?
Yeah.
What
air?
Air.
Two. I'm in her question.
Are you on the
Yeah.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. 732, you're on the air.
My phone is charged. I you know, I have my phone charged all day.
732, on the air.
Look
at. Well, that caller, I was trying to get that caller. They looked like they had their hand up and they had a question. But obviously, they had something else going on in the background. So I'll just go back to my talk on tips for publicity. Now, caller, if you have a question, I'm going to, yes, 732, you're on the air. Did you have a comment or question? Yes, caller, you're on the air. Did you have a comment or question? Okay. Well, it looks like the caller. Are you there? Okay, I can't, yeah, I only could get static, but that's okay. You can dial back in or you can call back the number 347-945-7991. So here are some tips. Let me give you these quick tips. And this is based on an article that you can get by Mark Sinovich. Mark Sinovich works with organizations to help develop focus for creativity all across the world. So here's his tips for public relations. Okay, how to get out there to the media. Number one, you have to respond very, very quickly. So when you see articles or when you see things written, you got to right away contact the media. When you contact them, be very personable. It says reporters and writers, they like to talk to somebody that makes it easy for them. So don't be adversarial. Don't be confusing. Just be very personable. If you're not quite sure how to be personable, that's when you might want to come for some coaching, some training that I do. You can connect with me, mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. You can sign up for some of my coaching programs. That's mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Also, you got to make it about them. Reporters, they're on a short deadline. They're on a timetable. So you got to, you know, make sure you're helping them first. You're providing something for them. Make it easy. You know, if they don't call you back, you know, call them. Be helpful. You know, you're working, you're trying to get them to write about you. And so make sure you respond very, very quickly. And make sure you can get to the point very, very briefly. Let them know why you're responding and tell them how you're going to help them with some tips. If you notice that they need to write about let's just say your specialty is in the health and wellness industry. Make sure you got some tips about how to stay healthy, how to overcome stress, how to sleep at night, how to bring down your heart problems, or how to increase your, you know, well-being. Whatever it is, maybe you're into the finances. Maybe you're able to help people straighten out their budgets, overcome this bad economy. You know, right now, any news you have about or expertise you have about the oil spill, it's a good time to contact the media because that's what's on the mind. Maybe, you know, BP can't figure out how to clean it up, but maybe you have some tips on how to do it. And another thing with the media that is always important is that you got to realize that you got to do some follow-up. Got to follow up with the media. You can't say you're waiting on them to call you back. They're not going to call you back. You got to call them back. And then add whatever articles you do, begin to make a database about it. Put it maybe on your website or somewhere on one of your pages. Keep track of the various places where the media has quote you. It's one thing about the media, they like to quote people that other media sources have already quoted. That takes out the liability for them. They know that it's something that obviously people want to hear. So these are just some tips for dealing with the media. And don't forget, any publicity is better than none at all. So make sure you're out there making it happen. Be consistent. Do things that you know is important to people in society. That's what the media wants to report on. And when it comes to the media, you can't make it about you. You got to make it about what you're doing and who it's helping. So it's not about you, but it is about what you're doing and who you're helping. Well, can you believe it? The time is almost up already. As a caller, you're on the air. Did you have a comment or question? 732 area code. Caller, are you there? Okay, well, we can mostly hear static. Well, I just wanted to give them every opportunity to make, and we see that. We hope that you learned something about publicity and PR, getting the word out there, having a public relations firm working with you, being able to manage the attitude and the various responses from the public. A public relations company is listening to the public for you. They're helping you to make changes and policies to your business that's going to help you respond to the public, to their needs. That's what that firm is doing. That's what you're paying them to do. Also, public relations, remember, is a big source of promotion and advertising for you that you don't have to pay for, but you also cannot control. Tell them when to write your article and when to publish it, because they're in control, not you. Well, it's been great being here with you again on the Coach LaLisa Show. Make sure you tune back in Monday. And don't forget, we have a special treat for you each and every Wednesday now. I have a special guest who's going to be with me each and every week, sort of like Oprah and Dr. Phil were. Well, we have LaLisa and Versi. So Versi Walker, the author of Success, How Did I Get Here? He's going to be my guest, sharing some tips on success. So we're excited about that. It's always great to partner with other people. You just never know where you're going to go. Anyway, it's been great. Keep moving on up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.